Workday number 4 in the books. Just one workday left, and we're into a sports weekend. It is high school football weekend. This is the Sports Rush, your daily local sports fix, 4 to 6. I am Brett Rump with Caleb Hatch. Of course, excited. We've got high school football tomorrow. And today, like we have each Thursday, we've got your high school football picks of the week presented once again by Midwest Concussion Clinic. And then that comes up, about 5 minutes from now. Then we're going to have Justin Kenny in here at 6 o'clock for the first edition of the High School Football Coaches Show presented by Hoopy Insurance Services. That will be from 6 to 6:45. Tin Caps will try to turn things around from last night. Boy, that was a tough one last night. I talked to a couple of people that went to the game, and they said they made it to about the seventh inning. And if I wasn't getting paid to be there and broadcast, I probably wouldn't have made it to the seventh. It was not a good night for the Tin Caps. I will hand this over to the crowd because, man, they were in it. I mean, Tin Caps were down 9-2, and they get a couple of base runners, and the crowd's up, and they're doing the clap your hands thing. I mean, the crowd was fantastic last night. Unfortunately, that was kind of the highlight of the night. 5 errors by the Tin Caps, some really rough pitching, especially starting pitching last night, and the Tin Caps got to get things turned around tonight because Dayton has really struggled here in the second half. So this is not a Dayton team that is invincible by any means. So the Tin Caps will send Ryan Burgard out to the hill tonight for a Thirsty Thursday. It's one of the last two remaining Thirsty Thursdays on the Tin Cap schedule. Game time 7:05. So at 6:45, Mike Moss has your Hoopy Insurance Services pregame show. And you've got Tin Caps baseball tonight. High school football tomorrow, which means Tin Caps baseball will be available, and it's going to be on the stream. You can stream it through tincapsradio.com. You can stream it also through our website at 1380thefan.com. We've got a special link just for Tin Caps baseball, so you won't miss the game if you're wanting to listen to it tomorrow night. It will be broadcast. It just will be accessed through your digital or home computer device. But we've got high school football that will take over the radio airwaves, including our Parkview Sports Medicine High School Football Tailgate pregame show at 6. The play-by-play of Homestead Northrop, our featured high school football game of the week at 7. And then after the game, join us at the Coventry Pizza Hut. We'll be there till 11 o'clock, giving you scores, highlights, coaches, interviews, and more. Jim Shevlin is going to be with me tomorrow. I was reminded that Jim Shevlin is going to be basically pulling double duty. He will be the bread to the Brett Rump sandwich. Let that sink in for a moment. All right, so because Shevlin will have the pregame show with Shannon and Dute, and then the postgame show after we get done calling the game. So it's a big night. 7 hours of high school football coverage comes your way each Friday here on 1380 The Fan and 100.9 FM. Big news today, the Big Ten's announced their media deal. What does it mean for the future of the conference? Well, they actually left that open because there is the contract that has been finalized with Fox, CBS, NBC, Peacock, and FS1 for 7 years, starting next July 1st and running through June 30th of 2030. It is a total value of $7 to $8 billion. That's billion with a B. But there's also an escalator clause, meaning that the deal could be increased depending upon conference expansion. It could top out at $10 billion or more. And right now, the Big Ten apparently still targeting Notre Dame, Oregon, Washington, Stanford, and Cal, according to a report from Brett McMurphy on online at Action Network. Now, the deal will also split up the Big Ten championship game. Of course, Fox has had the exclusive on that, but now it's going to be Fox in the odd years, 23, 25, 27, and 29. CBS will be the home network for the Big Ten football championship game in 24 and 28, and NBC will get one Big Ten championship football game in 2026. What's the contract? Do you know, Caleb? I'm trying to remember if they renewed the contract or extended the contract with the Big Ten championship game at Lucas Oil Stadium. Is it going to be an Indy, or is that still up for debate?
It'll be an Indy this year. I believe it is moving around, though, after that.
Okay. Because that kind of stinks. Because the Big Ten, it's perfect to have it in Indy. You've got all the hotels in walking distance. I mean, it is such a perfect city to host these types of events. It's a shame that Indy doesn't have it.
Here we go. So the football game in 2022 will be an Indy. Now in 2023, it'll also be an Indy. This is where it changes. 2024. Okay, no, you know what? It'll be an Indy the next 3 years, so that's good. It's the basketball tournaments that are moving around. I knew that was one of the changes. So it'll be in Chicago next year for the men's tournament. Women's tournament will be in Minneapolis next year, and then both tournaments will be in Minneapolis in 2024.
There you go. All right, so I got to tell you real quick before we get to the high school football picks of the week. Masters Heating and Cooling is the people to know and the people to call for any heating or air conditioning needs in your home. I know because that's who I trust. Professional work being done in my home. They're courteous. They're professional. They do quality work. And right now, saving you money with the Grand Slam of Savings. That's right. You save $500 on a Carrier heating and air conditioning system. You get special financing rates, plus no money down for qualified buyers. You get 10 years parts and labor warranty. Can't beat that. And not only all of that, but you'll save on your energy and utility costs. The whole package could be $3,200 or more in savings. That is Masters Heating and Cooling. Make sure you check out the deals online at mastersheatcool.com. Mastersheatcool.com for Masters Heating and Cooling. All right, it is our debut week because tomorrow night we start the high school football season. Got to tell you who's going to win, who's going to lose. So once again, we have put together a major production with some new elements this year, and it's our high school football picks of the week presented by Midwest Concussion Clinic. Coming at you in 3, 2, 1.
Now, the high school football picks of the week, presented by Midwest Concussion Clinic. 1380 The Fan at 100.9 FM.
Oh, we're ready for it. Here we go. It is another year of the high school football picks of the week, and we're starting in the Summit Athletic Conference, where the Carroll Chargers will visit Lewis Field to take on the Bishop Lewis Knights. Last year, both teams were 10-2, but both have been hit by graduation, including the key position of quarterback. I just think Carroll has too much defense returning. I think it's going to be a struggle for Bishop Lewis offensively, and I think Carroll will be buoyed by offensive production from a stable of receivers and a quality transfer quarterback. I've got the Carroll Chargers winning it 35-21.
You are not a man. You are a big fat joke.
Concordia takes the trip to Southside High School. They'll battle the Archers with Eli Maddox back at quarterback and Tim Manigault back as the head coach of the Cadets. It's been a tough run for Southside. I think that tough run continues. They'll battle, but they'll fall. Concordia beats Southside 27-13.
You must think I'm dumb, huh?
Do you really want me to answer that?
The Northside Legends feel good about this team, but it's always a tough start to the schedule, including a road trip to Snyder, where they'll take on the Panthers. Big question marks about Northside's health going into week one. They've got playmakers, but I think Snyder has more depth. I think the physicality of the Snyder Panthers wears down Northside, and Snyder wins it 30-20.
What in the hell is wrong with you?
Last year, the Northrop Bruins were 3-7, Homestead 6-4. For the Spartans, 4 losses, not normal. The Bruins start a new era under head coach Quentin Bowen, as Jason Dorfler has taken the job at Leo. I think Homestead's going to be too much for Northrop. Spartans win won it at home, 34-14.
Don't you ever get tired of being wrong?
Wayne General seemed to be making progress under head coach Sherwood. Hey, Doc, one of the best in our area. 2-9 in his first year at Wayne, 4-8 last year. I think they'll be better than 4-8 this year, but they have to open up at Shields Field against Bishop Dwenger. I think the Saints could be a team to watch in battling for the top spot in the SAC. I've got Dwenger winning it over Wayne, maybe closer than some expect, 28-20.
The simplest way to put it, I have problems.
It's a new matchup in week one as Belmont visits Heritage. Last year under Coach Casey Kolkman, the Heritage Patriots were 4-6, but Belmont has had a tough run of late. They've lost 36 of their last 37 regular season games, and I don't see that trend changing. Heritage wins a close one against Belmont, 21-20.
Do you know how crazy that sounds?
Cherubusco Eagles were 7-3 last year, but they lost to Columbia City 26-7, making it a 64-7 combined score in 2 years against the Columbia City Eagles. I think the Eagles will win this game. Yeah, that's an easy one, since you've got two teams with Eagles as their mascot. But I'll stick with Columbia City. They've won the last two. I'll give them this one. 27-20. Columbia City wins it over Cherubusco.
You are one pathetic loser.
The DeKalb Barons have won two games each of the last two seasons under head coach Seth Wilcox. Here's Angola. That's been 11-17 since that 2018 sectional championship team went 12-1. DeKalb won last year, 55-18. I'll give them a win this year, 35-19.
Oh, no, I pressed the wrong button again.
Eastbrook is a 2A powerhouse, winning 11 or more in six of the last seven seasons. Eastbrook will open up the new stadium at Huntington North, and unfortunately, Eastbrook will spoil the party. Eastbrook won last year, 41-6. I'll give them this one, 42-14.
Just when I think you've said the stupidest thing ever, you keep talking.
Kokomo is at Leo, a game that we see for the first time and our first look at new Leo Lions head coach Jason Dorfler. Hey, it's a good Kokomo team. They were 8-3 last year. I don't know what they've got returning, but it'll be enough to make the game interesting. I'll give Leo a 27-21 win over the Wildcats. Marion is at New Haven. The Bulldogs will put the best players on the field, but I think Marion finds a way to win the game. I'll take the Marion Giants 33, New Haven 20.
Look at this idiot. One ball and no brains.
It's expected to be a big year in ASEAN for the Norwell Knights. They'll open their season at Mississinewa. It's a new matchup for week one. Mississinewa 9-3 last year, including wins over New Haven and Wayne in the sectional. It's going to be a true challenge for the Norwell Knights, but an experienced bunch that returns for Coach Josh Gerber will get it done on the road at Mississinewa. Norwell wins it 34-28.
You know, I didn't think this could get any worse, but haha, it has.
Plymouth will be at East Noble, and Plymouth was not only winless last year, they've lost 14 of their last 15 regular season games. I've got to go with the East Noble Knights 42, Plymouth 14.
Anybody care what this guy thinks?
No!
Another new week one game takes place in Garrett as the Adams Central Flying Jets invade the Garrett Railroaders. You know, Garrett was 4-6 last year, while Adams Central was 13-2, falling just short of getting a state championship against Indy Lutheran. I've got AC winning this one, 35-13.
I'm going to recommend you to everybody.
It's Northfield at Bluffton, a traditional season opener for both of these squads. Northfield hasn't had a losing season since 2013, and were 7-4 a year ago. But Bluffton has owned this series. They've won the last four in a row against Northfield, including 20-7 last year when Bluffton finished the season 4-6. I'll go with the Tigers. They're at home. I'll take Bluffton to win it 27-20.
Is he all there, like, mentally?
I think so. He's just an odd guy.
And another new week one matchup is Woodland in Butler to take on the Eastside Blazers. Well, the question is being asked, what kind of team will Eastside return when they don't have Laven Davis at quarterback? I think this Eastside team will be out to prove something. They still have Dax Holman. Jacobs at quarterback's going to do a fine job replacing Laven Davis, and I think that Woodland, who was 3-7 last year, won't quite be enough to knock off the Eastside Blazers at home. Give Eastside a 26-13 win over Woodland.
You were literally too stupid to insult.
And those are your high school football picks of the week.
You are not a man. You are a big fat joke.
On Fort Wayne Sports Station, 1380 The Fan at 100.9 FM.
joining us now. It is Fort Wayne Northside head coach Ben Johnson. Coach, thanks for coming on.
Oh, thanks for having me.
Now, to start things out, obviously this is a new opportunity for you here with the school. What do things look like, and how have you been able to kind of put together a team here as you get set for the start of the season?
Just going into year two, things have just been a much better improvement. Staff has already have been in place, you know, so we were able to get, you know, more kids out that didn't participate in football and get a nice buzz going around about Northside football, kids excited about playing.
I think that's one thing, starting off at the top, Coach, that you've been able to do with the We the North moniker. Mm-hmm. And, you know, sometimes at places in the city, it can be tough to get kids out. Even we talked to Coach Manigal here, and he's like, you know, we're struggling for kids. But to build that culture, build the slogan, and kids are throwing it around all the time, I mean, how has that helped? Because sometimes it's the simple things like that that can really get kids to buy in.
Oh, absolutely. When I took over the program, you know, mentor told me, you know, what are you guys brand, like, what are you guys motto, like, what is it? And you know, I actually got it from one of our assistant coaches. He came up with the slogan, and I just ran with it, man. I, you know, the kids loved it, and for me it was more so like just branding Northside as a whole, not just the football team. Because, you know, I want to, you know, eventually turn Northside into a football school, but not just a football school, but we're a school where, you know, all our sports excel, you know. So I felt like We the North, you know, it just helps with that, you know, so the kids can have something to, you know, brand about, brag about, you know, how that goes.
Great for a T-shirt and kind of that as well as you get set for the season. You obviously have a very talented player on your team in Bronte Johnson. What kind of impact are you going to expect him to make this upcoming season?
Oh, man. Tay-Tay is an amazing player. He's a very great leader as well. Even though he's only going to be a junior this year, a lot of our kids follow him. So as he go, we go. You know, we're gonna rely on him. We're going to lean on him a lot this year. And, you know, I've been telling him the conditioning is the biggest thing. He's going to face double teams, sometimes triple teams, and we're going to put, you know, him on you guys' best receiver each and every Friday night. So he knows, you know, that we're going to be dependent on him a lot. So, you know, he's just doing extra conditioning, you know, before practices and after practices. I'm just proud of his growth.
And, you know, with that, obviously he's being recruited by a lot of mm-hmm. colleges, so we'll expect to see scouts and coaches out at games this fall. How is he kind of handling that and the thought of that, and also with your staff having to navigate through that as well?
Oh, man, it's been a great process for him. He's been enjoying it, you know, right, because he's so young. You know, coaches haven't been able to directly contact him. So, you know, come September 1st, it's going to ramp up for him, because 24 is going to be on the clock, you know, as far as recruiting wise. But so far, so great, man. He's just been doing an awesome job with recruiting. You know, we have conversations all the time about, you know, what are you thinking? What do you want? What do you expect out of a school? You know, don't just let this be a football decision, but, you know, make sure education is first, you know, that you get a great degree wherever you choose to go.
Coach, we talked about Tay, and for good reason, but there's plenty of other talent to go around. And offensively, you have Bodie Dickerson now at QB1. You have Jontay Lambert in the backfield, that I think is a very underrated running back. So offensively, you know, Tay's going to get a lot of the attention from defenses, but the beauty of it is you have guys that can step up if Tay is being blanketed.
Oh, absolutely. Jontay Lambert is a back that we can give it to 40 times, and I'm okay with that. He is very, very dynamic. He can run it. He can catch the ball out the backfield. He can make you miss. You know, he's great in pass blocking. You know, he's just truly a dynamic player. We can play him in a slot. We can play him on defense, too. He's going to kick return for us as well. And that kid is just a hard worker. And then, you know, Bodie Dickerson, man, he's going to be the X factor of this team, man. He done came in. He's a great leader. He got every pass that you can think of. He can throw every ball. And he can also run it as well. A lot of people probably don't know, man. The kid is legit 4'6". He's 6'4", 200 pounds. So I'm excited about, you know, those three kids. But, you know, as far as, you know, the other skill positions we have, you know, I'm excited about them as well, because Tay's going to get a lot of attention. And it's going to open up to some guys that a lot of people don't know about, you know, right now. And they're going to be able to make a name for themselves this coming up fall.
One of the questions is always, you know, for teams like you guys, do they have the dogs in the trenches? And you look and you have some individuals, Jordan King and Mitch Vargovich, two in particular, but do you feel you have the offensive and defensive line units that can really command the line of scrimmage?
That's another thing I was saying, like, going into year two, I'm excited about because we was able to get more kids out. And then, like, last year we had COVID going on, so we was missing kids. So we was able to get kids, you know, more experience. So this year we're kind of taking the mindset of, you know, not playing guys both ways on offensive, defensive line. So our numbers have went up in those positions. So I'm very, very excited about that. And, you know, you mentioned Jordan King. Man, he's a beast. He's getting recruited in Division One. Mitch Vargovich, I mean, he's going to give us everything he has. He's and every play on both sides of the ball. So, you know, I'm excited about him. And then, you know, another kid named Devon Haney, he's going to have a big year as well.
I think you mentioned something that's really key that maybe a lot of people don't think about is being able to have offensive linemen and defensive linemen and not have them go both ways very often. Sometimes out of necessity you have to, but when you're able to give those O-line guys a rest, defensive line guys a rest, that can really help getting into the third, fourth quarter of the game, seventh, eighth week, ninth of the season.
Absolutely. Yeah, to me, I think that's key, man. I think it's key in every position because high school games are 48 minutes. And, I mean, you can condition as much as you want to, but no practice, no conditioning can simulate what that game Friday night experience is like, you know, going 100 miles an hour every single play. And as far as offensive linemen, we like to, you know, we like to go up-tempo sometimes. So we going up-tempo, and then, you know, we done a 10 to 12-play drive, and now we're asking them to go, you know, on D-line and plug gaps. You know, we kind of asking a lot. First half, they'd be good, but like you said, that second half, you know, they'll burn out. So I just kind of, you know, me and the coaching staff, we just thought about, you know, listen, you know, let's get guys ready all off season so we don't have to, you know, so we can platoon instead of going both ways.
Northside coach Ben Johnson joining us. You know, you're talking about depth and making sure guys are physically fit. What's kind of been a top priority for you that you've been working on this offseason?
Our top priority has been the weight room, just getting stronger. We played a lot of young kids last year, so they got experience. So we just feel like, you know, if they get the physical part about it, you know, as a year older, get older, you know, but more mature in the weight room and getting stronger, you know. And I thank God for, you know, our strength and conditioning coach Lucas. He's just been amazing for our program, you know, since he's been here since November.
Coach, some other guys that I wanted to mention defensively, you know, Devon Doty comes over and he's, you know, sometimes he can be a goofball. I know Devon, but when he needs to lock in, he locks in. And then Michael Dye, who a lot of people consider one of the best lockdown corners in the entire state, let alone in the SAC. So you have players at all levels. We mentioned Vargovich and we mentioned Doty and Dye and, of course, Tay in that secondary. So some playmakers defensively for you as well.
Oh, yeah, man. Doty is a beast. You know, that kid is relentless. I love his swag. I love what he brings to the defensive side of the ball. And then, you know, what people don't know is Brayshawn Bassett, who was our quarterback last year, is going to his natural position this year. And I'm excited. You know, he's just like Doty as far as mentality. They're dogs, man. They're going to get after it. They're going to be flying to the ball each and every play. So I'm excited about that for our defense. And then, obviously, Michael Diamond. The kid's been starting, you know, since his sophomore year. So he has 20 games under his belt as a corner. You know, he has seen it all and done it all, and you know, we're excited to have him to anchor, you know, the secondary as well.
Coach, the schedule that you guys have had for now going on 6 years, and it'll rotate again next year, which I feel has advantaged you guys because you start off with Snyder and you get Dwenger and Carroll, and then you mix in like Wayne, and then you have Homestead and Lures. It's very top heavy. Mm-hmm. You guys don't have any opportunity to kind of ease into the schedule. You guys are thrown right into it, and I imagine that can be a positive and a negative for a coach.
Oh, I look at it as a positive.
Yeah.
You know, I love Friday night atmospheres. So when we play Snyder, I look at Snyder as a rivalry where we're very close to each other. You know, that first game of the year, it's still nice weather, so you're going to get fans to come out. I think the atmosphere, the kids, you know, they deserve that. And, you know, so I like those first three games, you know, being big games because, you know, we're going to get, you know, more fans to come out to the games. And you know, DeWanger and Snyder is in our sectional. So I'd rather play them earlier in the season than play them late and then we replay them again, you know? So I love our schedule the way it is.
Welcome back to the Sports Rush, your daily local sports fix 4 to 6. I am Brett Rump along with Caleb Hatch. We've always got you connected on the Parkview Sports Medicine text line at 46862. And we're connected to Parkview Sports Medicine because joining us right now for his weekly segment, we are joined today by Dute. Hey, Eric Dutkevich, how are you?
Brad, good to be on with you once again. We're one day away from kicking it all off.
There we go. It's just one more day. And, of course, tomorrow, to give you the full rundown, we're going to start things with the Parkview Sports Medicine High School Football Tailgate Pregame Show at Homestead. And we will be set up under the tent. You'll have Dute along with Shannon Griffith and Jim Shevlin. The tent, I guess, this year will be on the north end of the stadium, right where they've built the new locker room complex, whatever that is that they've got there, the building toward just past the north end zone. I know they've done so much remodeling out at Homestead, but but we'll be there. So if you're coming to the game, look for us. And then you can tune in and get play-by-play of Homestead Northrop all night long. Shannon Griffith and I on the call. And then join us for all your scores and wrap-ups on the post-game show, which we will be delivering live. We'll be delivering. See, this is a play on words.
Mm-hmm.
It's at the Pizza Hut at Coventry. We're not actually delivering pizza, but we're delivering the scores is what we're delivering. Big night on tap tomorrow, and good to have you on the team, Dute. So let's talk about the Summit Athletic Conference. We've had a chance to review a couple of the area conferences so far, but the big one, of course, we've been holding on to, and we've got the Summit Athletic Conference today. You know, I look at this SAC, and I really feel, I don't want to say it's loaded with mediocrity, but I don't know that we've got the dominant team that's going to make the clean run through. Do you see a team that's got the potential to run the slate and be an undefeated SAC champion?
It's going to be tough. I mean, I think, you know, every year at this time we find ourselves kind of in the same boat as far as, you know, we know that the SAC, the way it's kind of structured is there's that upper echelon of teams, the Carrolls, the Snyders, Bishop Dwanger. Then there's kind of that second layer, if you will, like a Northside. Can they, you know, Bishop Lures, can they crack into that top? And then kind of that third level where it's, you know, kind of Southside, Concordia, Wayne, and Northrop. And so I think we find ourselves there. I mean, we're coming off a season a year ago that had three SAC champions. It came down to the final game of the regular season. We were out there at Lures Field when Snyder beat Lures. And, of course, you know, the week one had huge implications as well when Lures went into the brand-new Carroll Stadium and beat them and kind of created that what became a three-way shared conference. So I don't see really anybody that jumps off the page more than anyone else, but I think that's where, you know, that's the fun part of the SAC and night one when you get some of these big matchups that, you know, conference races can be decided in that first game.
The talent pool in the SAC, we've talked about some of the individual talents that we've got in high school football in our area, and we've got some good ones. Is there one player that stands above the rest in the Summit Athletic Conference that you're looking forward to hearing and seeing what they do this year?
Yeah, I think that has to be Tay Johnson. I mean, I think, you know, on paper, everybody knows about him for the most part. He's probably the best player in the state of Indiana. You know, a high-ranking recruit, big-time offers from Notre Dame, Tennessee, starting to rake in those. So he's one that from an SAC perspective, for sure, especially now with the addition of Bodie Dickerson as the Northside quarterback. They've got a real threat at QB. You've got a threat with Tay Johnson wherever he is on the field. And I think what that's allowed Northside to do is kind of have some of those other players that maybe were the third-string quarterback that suddenly had to play last year because of injuries. They could get settled into regular positions. Somebody like a Brayshawn Bassett, who is going to, you know, line up on the secondary on the defensive side of the ball, he can become that focus, and then that makes Northside even better as a team altogether. And having players, so if Northside can stay healthy, I expect a big year for them, but also, too, Tate Johnson is the playmaker on that team and should be fun to watch this year.
You know, this is going to be a bit of a stumper. I should have given you a heads up to maybe do some research, but it just kind of hit me. I was thinking about picking SAC champions, and when was the last time an SAC team won the regular season title that did not have a quarterback returning for that season? In other words, an experienced quarterback that played the year before. I'm just trying to do it off the top of my head. I have no clue. I have no clue.
That would take some digging. I don't know.
Oh man. Anybody?
Maybe I'll get it on the pregame show.
4-6-8-6-2.
I'll do some digging tonight. The pregame show tomorrow. I'll make sure Jim and Shannon bring it up, and we'll see if we can track that down.
Yeah, I'm just trying to think. When was the last year the team that won the SAC title went into the season with a first-year quarterback? Because that may help us. Because I was just thinking about how important a quarterback is, and I was just off the top of my head trying to think of recent champions. And I can't think of one, and that had a brand new quarterback. Anyway, yeah, we'll do some research on that one. All right, dude. So, what do you like about the SAC? Who do you like? What do you want to give me on the Summit Athletic Conference today?
Yeah, I think for me, and this isn't the homer pick, you know, but I think it goes back to Snyder. I like their experience at quarterback with Luke Hopper coming back. In fact, I know you talk about quarterback play, and he's taken more snaps as a Snyder varsity starting quarterback than anybody coming into their senior year in program history. So he's got a lot of history under his belt now. And with Langston Lavelle as their running back, he was kind of the backup, so to speak, to Tyrese Brown a year ago. Now he's going to, you know, I look for a big year from him. I know D'Al Capone Vizi, the state and national champion wrestler, got some good reps over the scrimmage. So they're good. Carroll, I think, is going to be strong again this year. They look bigger. They've played well. And that 10-win season a year ago, taking them all the way to regionals, you know, there was a lot of unsettled business, I think, for that Carroll team to get back to where they were a year ago. And Lewis has a strong defense, a lot of returners, so I won't expect as many track meets this year at some of those Lewis games if their defense can really do good. But, you know, that's a lot of strong teams on that upper half. And can a team like Concordia get back there with Coach Manigal coming back, Eli Maddox at quarterback? Johnny Washington, big plays at the scrimmages. I expect a big year for him, the basketball player now coming out for football as well. So that's what makes the SAC fun, especially going into week one, is there's a lot of people we've never even heard about. So after week one, who are we going to hear about? And that makes things even more fun for the rest of the season because we start to learn about some of these kids and really the work they put in this summer.
I always believe that Sherwood Haydock is one of our better area coaches. Of course, he's had success at Harding. He helped turn around a Woodland program before he left and ended up at Wayne. And there's a lot of buzz out there about the Wayne Generals that they could be a sleeper in the SAC. What are you thinking about Wayne?
Yeah, I don't know if they're. I mean, they could be a sleeper. Maybe they can surprise the team. I still think that there's room for improvement for them, and they can do that. I will say to their credit, I mean, first of all, you have Lamarion Nelson, who was the SAC rushing champion from a year ago by total yardage, and he's coming back. He's going to be a big one for them. And really, they kind of ended on a good year too. I mean, they started 1-4 and then went 4-4 down the stretch and lost at sectionals in Mississinewa. And so they had a little momentum coming in. And I think, you know, as we talked about, Sherwood Haydock is somebody that can build programs, especially starting with that running game. And that's where it is, Lamarion Nelson. And you know, they have athletes. Southside has athletes. Northrop has athletes. Snyder has athletes. Everybody has athletes. It's fitting them into those systems and getting the best out of them, and getting guys to come out at some of those schools. that really makes a difference in a program long term. And so it should be interesting to see with Wayne this year. Another guy that I like to circle is Jacob Sharon on the defensive side of the ball. He was the 300-meter hurdles SAC champion. So, you know, he's fast and likes to fly around the field. It'd be interesting to see some of the highlights that he might be able to create this year as well.
We look forward to getting started tomorrow and, of course, the Parkview Sports Medicine High School football tailgate pregame show to get it all started at 6 o'clock, broadcasting live from Dave Walter Stadium out at Homestead High School. All right, dude, so let's just change the page real quick. I got a couple of minutes here. The Big Ten cashes in. First of all, are you surprised that the Big Ten was able to negotiate three, I'll call them mega deals, because this is, I mean, we're talking serious cash, with three different networks? I mean, they really cashed in to go that deep into the pockets of three different networks.
Yeah, I mean, absolutely amazing to see, because, I mean, I think the numbers and where things wound up are bigger than what we kind of anticipated, because, I mean, we were talking, you know, just a few weeks ago, oh, is Big Ten going to take Notre Dame's spot on NBC? Well, yes, that is true, but they also are taking this the SEC spot on CBS in some cases, and expanding more on Fox and things like that, Peacock now. So I was surprised, yes, to see the amount of big blockbuster deals that they get. You know, the 6 years, $7 billion being reported, you know, all said and done. So, I mean, it's huge as they add those two California schools in UCLA and USC. It's just more. And, of course, the traditional broadcast model has changed where it's not just sitting in front of a TV for 3 hours on a Saturday. You can get it on your phone. You can get it on tablets. So all those streaming services, as we're seeing with the NFL too, becomes a large part of what the media rights deals are going to become. So, you know, all those other conferences and the Notre Dame, okay, here now it's your turn. See what you can go get.
What do we got going on with Parkview Sports Medicine as the season kicks off? All sports well underway. What's the latest and greatest with Parkview Sports Medicine?
Yeah, well, of course, football, the first Friday night is big for everybody, and it's certainly big here at PSM too. With, you know, we have 31 high schools under our umbrella now, with athletic trainers that we provide to those schools all across the area, providing safety on the sidelines. So it's a big night for them. And obviously, as injuries occur, whether it's football or other sports throughout the season, you know, we have an expert staff that really keep the kids' health and safety in mind year round, and through all the different services that we have through Parkview Sports Medicine, and certainly our Parkview Ortho Express Clinic. Now we have one in Huntington too, so we've expanded that. So a lot going on, and it's just a new school year for us, and we really enjoy working with the kids, whatever capacity that is, and we wish everybody just a great school year.
Dude, look forward to it. Thanks so much for joining us again today, and we'll talk to you next week.
We'll see you tomorrow night at Homestead.
Yep, that is Dute, Eric Dutkevich, who joins us here on the Masters Heating and Cooling Hotline. And, of course, Dute joining us again. We've got the same band of characters together once again for a high school football season. Dute, Shannon, and Jim Shevlin, the pregame show. And then postgame, join me. I don't even know who I'm going to be with exactly tomorrow night, but we'll have scores, highlights, coaches, interviews, a whole lot more. It's all coming your way right here. 7 hours of coverage of high school football on 1380 The Fan and 100.9 FM. Just about time to wrap up this Thursday edition of the Sports Rush. We'll come back one more time here at 1380 The Fan and 100.9 FM.
Welcome back to the Sports Rush. Caleb Hatch with you, 1380 The Fan, 100.9 FM. Brett Rupp on his way to the Tin Caps game. But joining us in studio, a quick preview of tonight's Hoopley Insurance Services High School Coaches Show. It is Justin Kinney. Hi, Justin.
Hello, Mr. Hatch. How are you?
Doing well. And what do we have coming up on the show here tonight starting at 6 o'clock?
Well, back by unpopular demand is going to be Bryce Vance to kick off the show right at 6 o'clock. He was with KPC Media Group last year, now with OutsideTheHuddle.net. So we're going to talk to Bryce about some of the big games coming up tomorrow night. We'll talk to Coach Brett Fox around 6:15 from Columbia City. It'll be the Battle of Whitley County tomorrow night as the Cherubusco Eagles come calling against Columbia City tomorrow night. Bottom of the hour, Ben Johnson, big one, obviously, out at Spoelstra Stadium tomorrow between the Northside Legends and Snyder Panthers. And then we'll give way to Tin Caps Baseball. It's Tin Caps and Dayton, coverage starting at about 6:45.
Yeah, Thirsty Thursday, first pitch at 7:05 here on 1380 The Fan and 100.9 FM. I believe a fireworks night as well, if I'm not mistaken. I'm not 100% on that, so don't quote me. But that is to come here tonight. Again, Coach's Show at 6, Tin Caps Baseball, pregame 6:45, first pitch 7:05. Thanks to Kevin Bowen of 93.5, 107.5 The Fan down in Indianapolis for joining us. Also, thanks to Northside head coach Ben Johnson, our conversation with him, High School Football Media Day, and Eric Dudkevich, Parkview Sports Medicine, our SAC preview for the upcoming season. For Brett Rump, I am Caleb Hatch. Thanks for joining us on another edition of The Sports Rush here on 1380 The Fan and 100.9 FM.
Podcasts by Federated Media.